A protest immediately leaped to Ray's lips. One quarter portion? Her salvage was worth at least a full portion, if not more. But the thought of arguing with Unkar died almost immediately. Ray needed the food, and there was no one else to trade with at the small outpost. Unkar had seen to that personally. Ray nodded and accepted the small packet of dried veg meat and polystarch powder. It would have to do.
Next, Unkar called out as Ray walked back to her speeder.
That night, Ray took extra care as she cooked the veg meat over the fire. She didn't want a shred of it to go to waste. The smell of the sizzling food was comfortingly familiar. Every night, she took home the same veg meat and polystarch rations. Technology was not the only thing that had survived in the starship graveyard. Most people on Jakku had grown used to eating the old Imperial rations for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ray didn't mind the repetitive meals. She just wished she could earn a fair portion. Ray's stomach growled as she poured the polystarch into a bowl, activating it with a splash of water. The powder quickly grew into a bread-like loaf. Dinner was ready. Ray went outside, sat against the foot of the walker, and put on an old X-wing helmet. She had found the helmet ages before, and she liked the way it felt. Plus, the visor shielded her eyes from the glaring sun as she ate. Ray tried to make the food last for as many minutes as possible, savoring each bite until there was nothing left.
Tomorrow, Ray reassured herself.
She would find something so valuable that even Unkar would have to give her a fair price. Her simple dream was interrupted by a mechanical squeal. It sounded scared? What kind of creature could make a noise like that? Ray took off her helmet and heard the cry again, only this time it sounded softer and farther away. If Ray didn't act now, she quickly grabbed her quarterstaff and ran toward the mysterious noise. It looked like she wouldn't be having a quiet evening at home after all.